This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The kids are back in school, so it's time to break open a fresh pack of pencils, dust off the graphing calculator, and pull out that dog-eared copy of Strunk and White, because here it comes, homework.
Oh boy, for students, it's the true end to the long, joy-filled nights of summer. For parents and teachers, homework is a fundamental building block of education. But is it? Well, maybe not.
A recent paper from a pair of education scholars from the University of Nevada and SUNY Binghamton found that homework increased math scores a bit, but made no difference in science, English, and history.
And so that raises a pretty big question. If homework doesn't help kids learn, but it does cause stress and take time away from family, friends, and other activities, should schools be asking students to do so much of it?
So that's today's talker. What is the value of homework? What do we really know about whether it helps or hinders student learning? Parents and teachers and students, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, and find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston.
And joining us now by phone is Alfie Cohn. He's a Boston-based independent scholar and author of The Homework Myth, Why Our Kids Get Too Much of a Bad Thing. And Alfie Cohn, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So in your book, you call the benefits of homework a myth, and you make a strong case against it. What's wrong with homework?
The disadvantages are clear to all kids and former kids. The frustration, the exhaustion, the family conflicts, the loss of time to do other stuff, and perhaps most disturbingly, curiosity and love of learning. But what's really interesting is how little there is in the way of advantages to weigh against the commonly understood disadvantages. For example, no research has ever found any academic benefit to homework of any kind before kids are in high school. It's an astonishing fact.
Really, no research whatsoever?
None. In fact, at the elementary school level, there isn't even a correlation between doing homework or doing more homework on the one hand and higher test scores or grades on the other. And that's assuming you think test scores and grades are good indicators of learning, which I certainly do not. High school level, there is a very modest correlation that tends to vanish when you do more sophisticated studies that enter more variables into the equation simultaneously. So the study that you mentioned is just the latest in a long line of research indicating that it's really all pain with no gain, and that leaves proponents who are more socially conservative to claim that homework for younger kids builds character, you know, that it promotes.
Well, Alfie Cohn, you're moving into a subject that I wanted to ask you about. Okay, and I'm going to ask this question with the sort of common sense of, forgive me for putting it this way, of a parent. Okay, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and, you know, I see her do homework. Yeah. She sits down, she's quiet, she cracks a book. It's teaching her, I think, important life skills. You've heard this before: time management, discipline, organization. I mean,
right.
This all seems like common sense to most parents who have kids out there.
Well,
what are we missing here?
First of all, I'm the parent of a teenager who is clearly learning nothing along those lines. But let's put aside our anecdotal experiences and bring the kids in on the conversation. I'd love to hear what both our kids have to say. But if you're interested in the data, no research has ever confirmed the folk wisdom that says homework teaches responsibility, independence, self-discipline, and all the rest of that stuff. And in my book, I look at it logically and end up concluding that in the case of each of those presumed advantages, it turns out that there's really no reason we would expect homework would. So it's not a coincidence that the data failed to support that.
Why wouldn't we expect homework to do good?
Let's look at each of those. First of all, does homework teach responsibility? I guess that depends on how you define the term. Since kids are generally given absolutely nothing to say about whether they have homework or how much or what kind or even when it's due, you wouldn't expect it to promote decision-making unless we're using responsibility as a euphemism for mindless obedience, which, by the way, some people do, in which case homework might have that effect. Does it teach self-discipline? Of course not. the contributors to self-discipline, assuming you think that's the paramount goal in psychological health, which I don't. In fact, I wrote a whole article called Why Self-Discipline is Overrated. But even if you assume it's beneficial, the predictors to self-discipline are age and personality. And plenty of adults got very little homework when their kids were kids and are very self-disciplined, and some who got lots of homework are not. I mean, we could go down the list. Study skills, well, that's beneficial.
Well, let me just throw this question at you, and then I want to bring someone else into the conversation who has a different point of view than you. And it seems like that sort of this conversation and this latest study is based on the premise, you know, does homework work? Is homework good? But shouldn't the question be, how can we make homework good?
Why? The premise of your question is that we have to find some rationalization in order to justify something that, in fact, may not be justified at all.
Interesting.
The real question, I would reframe it as, if kids spend 6 hours a day in school, why do they have to work a second shift instead of having an opportunity to develop socially, artistically, physically, and just have a chance to be kids? There needs to be overwhelming logic and evidence to justify giving kids still more academic assignments at home, and that doesn't exist.
All right, listeners. Well, we're talking about the value of homework, and we're taking a look at a most recent study that is raising the question about how valuable is homework. There's conflicting data on this. You've heard Alfie Cohn say there's really no data to support homework. What do you think? Are you a parent? Are you a teacher? Are you a student with 4 or 5 hours of homework every night? Give us a call, 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And let me introduce Janine Bempachat. She's a developmental psychologist and professor at Wheelock College and author of Getting Our Kids Back on Track, Educating Children for the Future. And Janine, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Did Hello, I mangle Alfie. Your name? I'm sorry.
No, you did not.
Bempachat, right?
Bempachat, yes.
Good. Now, you've been listening to Alfie Cohn.
Yes.
You argue that homework plays a critical role in developing children's motivation, for example.
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed.
Talk about that. Why?
Homework plays a very powerful role in helping children develop the kinds of skills they need increasingly as they get older, such as persistence, diligence, the ability to delay gratification, the ability to endure boredom. Homework also is a very powerful tool for teachers and parents to foster those kinds of skills. Teachers like to give homework because it is a primary way to involve parents, and it's critical to involve parents in their children's learning for many reasons, perhaps the most important one of which is that parents' own beliefs about learning and education are very powerful predictors of their own children's beliefs. Mm. And children's beliefs are predictors of how well they do in school.
Now, but before, I want to get Alfie Cohn sort of back in this conversation, but you heard him say that there's no data that supports the value of homework or that homework actually improves performance. Is that your take on it? Do we really not have data that you can, empirical data that we can point to and say, hey, well, here's a case where homework actually does something positive when it comes to kids learning?
Well, Alfie and I do indeed agree that, and the data are clear, that at the elementary school level, whether you give homework or you don't give homework, it doesn't have an effect on children's achievement. However,
at the elementary school level.
However, the story is a little more nuanced than that, because at the elementary school level, teachers are very clear that they give homework in order to foster adaptive beliefs and behaviors around learning. So teachers give homework in order to get children ready to for the next step, in order to train children how to develop study skills that they're going to need as they get older and older, in order to teach them how to regulate their time, know how to plan ahead, plan for the future, plan for assignments, etc. And parents are very powerful partners in this process, because parents' own positive beliefs about homework are predictive of their children's positive beliefs, both of which are predictive of academic achievement. So the benefits are not there in terms of academic achievement in elementary school, but I think it's very short-sighted to argue that we should throw homework out just because kids, it doesn't make them do any better. In fact, it sets in motion a series of developing beliefs that take time and effort to grow and that set children up to be well prepared for the academic challenges that lie ahead in middle school, in high school, and beyond. And certainly, by the time children leave elementary school and enter middle school and high school, the data are clear that homework is strongly and positively associated with academic achievement. And it makes sense because the work that children do, that students do once they get into high school, is very complex. There is no time in a school day, in a traditional classroom, 40 or 45 minute period, to practice all that needs to be practiced, let's say in science and calculus and in et cetera. And so homework is necessary to help children reinforce what they've learned at school.
Alfie Cohen, I want to bring you back in the conversation.
Yep.
I think, I mean, Janine just said a lot there. I think one of the things that sort of resonated most with me as a parent, for example, I mean, I have a lot of concern when I see my 14-year-old daughter drag this book bag home that I can barely lift up. On the other hand, this point about it involves me in what she's doing, it seems very compelling.
Oh, there's lots of ways to involve parents without putting the burden on kids physically and figuratively. Many ways. And in fact, I want to make it clear, there are many, many teachers and, in fact, whole schools across the country that have basically gotten rid of homework with fabulous results. Not only is there no detriment in terms of kids learning or, indeed, attitudes about learning, but there tends to be a very positive effect. I am less interested in teaching kids how to, quote, endure boredom than I am in creating lifelong learners who are excited about learning. And that requires bringing kids into the conversation about what happens during the school day as well as afterward, and bringing parents in by teachers letting parents know what they're doing, seeking their wisdom about their own kids, and so on. But if you think about it for 2 minutes, if your main goal is to create a connection between parents and schools, you would never need homework, or perhaps no more than once or twice a month. What's going on here, and by the way, I want to take issue, empirically speaking, with Janine Bempershet's last point. In fact, even at the high school level, when you look at the data, there is reason to question whether there is any causal relationship between homework and achievement. There's only a modest correlation. And just because two things go together doesn't mean one caused the other. What concerns me, though, is a kind of better get used to it attitude that says about to younger children, we have no data, logic, or experience to demonstrate the value of making you do more academics, even though it's killing your interest in learning and excitement. Somebody's going to make you do this later, so we might as well have you endure it now. I'm more interested in kids who develop an enthusiasm about figuring stuff out, and homework is just getting in the way.
Well, let's talk about some other ideas about how we ignite that enthusiasm. But we've got a lot of listeners on the line, not surprisingly, who want to chime in. I'd really like to get to as many of them as possible. So let's go to Sandy, who's calling from Holliston. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to start by saying I have a lot to say about this topic. First, I'm an educator, sort of post-masters. I've been working with kids all my life, and I have four teenagers. And homework in my family, as well as in many other families, you know, friends, coworkers, that type of thing, creates this huge conflict to the point where the first thing I say when they walk in the door, yep, any homework.
How and I bad
say,
is that?
What it is said, what is your homework? Did you do your homework? And it creates, you know, conflict and that type of thing. And it also, to me, gets in the way of things that I would rather have them do. I'd rather have them read a book. I would rather have them do extracurricular activities. I would rather have them, you know, be social.
Spend time with a family, for example. Sandy,
exactly.
these are great points that you bring up, and I'd like Janine Bempershet to respond to your concerns there. Janine.
Well, Sandy, these are very common concerns that many parents have, especially the issue of homework and family time. And I have always maintained, especially when children are young, what I have seen in many communities is that children tend to be very over-programmed. They're just involved in too many things, and then you end up in a situation where there is no time for a family to sit down to have dinner together. People are eating in the car on their way to a soccer game and trying to get homework done on the field, and it seems to me that in some families it's just the priorities are sort of conflated, so that everything becomes a priority, and then it becomes difficult to manage everything. But I have always believed that homework time can be family time. I don't see these as necessarily incongruous. I think families can sit down as a family and talk about homework and be there to help if children need it and be reading or doing their own work as parents. And that is that can be very satisfying family time. It doesn't have to be the drudgery that that is often described in many families. It is not necessarily the case that that's the outcome.
Well, let's go to Naomi, who's a high school student from Hanson and who can talk firsthand about her experience with Homer with homework. Hi, Naomi. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm glad to do it. So what's your take? You've been listening to this debate. What do you think about the burden of homework here?
I do actually agree that it can be helpful. However, I do definitely think that elementary school homework is ridiculous. For example, in my second grade class, we had to alphabetize our spelling words. I really, really do not see how that was helpful. And about it being family time, it's absolutely not ever family time. It's like my parents, if my mom tried to help me with it, it was just frustrating for both of us because she didn't understand why I had to do it and I didn't understand why I had to do it.
But you say at times it's useful. When is it useful to you?
It's actually very useful in AP classes. They're the advanced placement classes, and you get college credits for them when you take them in high school because they give you assignments that actually do enrich your learning time. I would say even to the point where I would opt for less classroom time and more homework.
Wow, okay. Well, there's Naomi from Hanson. Alfie Cohn, I mean, this gets back to sort of the point that I was raising earlier, that when I listen to Naomi, what I'm hearing is let's talk about how to make homework better rather than just sort of believing that all homework is bad. I mean,
well, no, the burden of proof is on someone who wants to frame the question that way to show why we should be trying to rescue the institution. Mm-hmm. Why should kids have to work a second shift? And apart from the evidence question, which I think is decisively on the side of people who are critical of homework, there's a basic value question, which is who should decide what children do during family time, the family or the school? So to say to families, you all can figure out some way to work together on the kids' homework, and that's your family time, I think is outrageous. Apart from the fact that some parents simply don't have the time, I want to be doing other things with my kids than overseeing their worksheets or textbooks or memorization of facts for the test.
But let me ask you this. How, if we're going to send our kids on to college where there's all kinds of independent work going on, how do we teach them how to do that if we don't give them an opportunity to sit in a room by themselves and pursue some of their own research and their own thinking and crack a book by themselves?
And that's where it becomes interesting to look at teachers who stopped giving homework and find that their kids do fine, not only on AP tests, but in college, which represents an entirely different model of education, during which you spend relatively little time in the classroom. A lot of kids in high school are absolutely burdened down with homework, but they fall apart in college, and it turns out that even high school homework is poor preparation. You know what the best preparation is for taking advantage of higher education? It is an unquenchable desire to figure stuff out, to play with words and numbers and ideas. It's intrinsic motivation. So the question ought to be, does homework in any amount and of any type tend to make kids more excited about learning? And if the answer, when you look at your child's face, is no, there goes the last leg on which we were basing this institution.
So let's get another caller or two, if time permits. Kara is calling from Worcester. Hi, Kara. I understand you're a teacher.
Yes, I am. I was just calling. I understand both sides of this, obviously, but I understand that, you know, in instances like in doing spelling five times each a night, that might not be that supportive of what was done in the school day. However, I feel that it's dependent on the homework assignment. In, like, for example, like having students reflect or, you know, read a book on their own, uh-huh, practice, you know, independent reading skills or practicing math facts, like drilling to learn, you know, fundamental skills that are going to help them throughout their life at the elementary level. I feel that that is very important for teachers to know what they're capable of doing independently without the support, or, you know, or with the support of a parent.
Hmm. Kara, thanks so much. That's Kara from Worcester. We appreciate the call. Janine, you want to chime in?
Sure. I think what has bubbled up here is the issue of the quality of homework, which is a major issue. Many parents complain about what seem to be endless worksheets and assignments that are not engaging. And in fact, we know that teachers who emphasize that homework shouldn't be easy, that tasks should be meaningful and challenging, are actually helping their students foster and develop a growth mindset, the notion that learning the tasks that are meaningful these take time to learn. It's the notion that knowledge, learning, and understanding is incremental, and these kinds of things take a lot of time, and it takes years and years of training to learn to develop the view that you can do anything you want to do, and meaningful homework is a way to make that happen.
Alfie Cohen, I want to get you back into this conversation. Yeah. I want to ask you this. I mean, I appreciate so many of the points you make, and I think anyone with a kid has had those moments where you think, oh my God, this is just insane, what, you know, the amount of homework that has come into this house. On the other hand, if it's so detrimental to students and their families, why has it been with us forever?
Well, it hasn't. There have been it's waxed and waned over time. You look back 50 years, homework was very rarely assigned, and if you go back a few decades before that, that's true. What tends to promote homework is not and research or logic showing that it's necessary or beneficial. It's political and economic institutions and ideologies, the belief that kids ought to be kept moral after school, otherwise they'd just be wasting their time, or the belief that we have to beat the enemy du jour, some other country that's going to eat our lunch. And so you have people who know nothing about how learning happens saying we have to raise the bar, and that's part of the whole accountability fad that's squeezing the life out of our schools. In my book, The Homework Myth, I offer six answers to that very question, though. Why does it persist? And part of it, I think, is not only that we don't trust kids. A very, very deeply cynical view of children underlies the notion that we have to keep them constructively occupied until they fall asleep and give them very little say over how they spend their free time. But then there's, I think, misconceived notions about how learning happens. The idea that even though most kids hate most homework, it doesn't matter because they'll benefit from it anyway, as if they were vending machines where you insert an assignment and you get out a positive result. When you see kids as human subjects who have goals and attitudes and experiences and perspectives, suddenly the fact that most kids view homework negatively, and understandably so, helps to explain the almost complete absence of evidence showing that homework, even the better kind, has a benefit.
Janine Benpisha, really, 10 seconds remain. I want to give you the last word here.
Well, I think fundamentally we're talking about cultural models of learning. And in all the complaints about homework, what I hear is a subtext of people feeling sorry that children have academic work to do. And I think pity is the kiss of death where children's learning is concerned.
Well, we'll leave the disagreement there. Janine Benpisha, she's a professor at Wheelock College, author of Getting Our Kids Back on Track, Educating Children for the Future. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. Alfie Cohen, author of The Homework Myth, Why Our Kids Get Too Much of a Bad Thing. Thank you so much for your help today. We appreciate it.
Delighted to be here.
And listeners, thank you. The conversation continues on our website, radioboston.org. In a moment, labor unions throw their weight behind the Occupy Boston movement. We'll go live to the city's financial district. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.